The question was asked, we find that in the story of Pesel Micha, the Levite, Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, is recognized by the people because they recognized his voice. And so, how did they recognize his voice? So, when you look at the commentaries on the spot, they give a very simple answer, that they had known one another from back when he lived in their neck of the woods. And that's why they recognized his voice. So, the commentaries don't give us like more insight about that. I haven't seen in the commentaries more insight. I will agree with you that the fact that the Navi went out of his way to tell us that point means there's something there. Meaning there's a reason why the Navi points out how they recognized him. And it's evident from the story that they had a relationship because Micha tells them a lot of personal details. Yonatan tells them a lot of details. He tells them, look at how Micha took good care of me and he appointed me here. It certainly seems from the story like they had a relationship. But nonetheless, the idea that the Navi introduces this point by saying, like you pointed out, they recognized his voice. Well, for a Levite, his voice is something very important. A Levite sings in the temple. He also could be in charge of the gates, could be in charge of singing. I don't know. I have not yet seen a medrash that really addresses why that was so important. I don't know.
Rabbi, the question for me is, like, is even on a more basic level, like, they were the men of God, and he's described as a Levite from